Today, get your finances sorted this Twixmas. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis, World's Latest Post, covering finance and property news. The space between Christmas and New Year is often a nothing burger as we wait for the old year to finally go and the new one to arrive. But this offers the perfect opportunity to check over your finances and ensure that you have a clear plan in mind for next year. So over the next few days, I'm going to offer some suggestions which may help you to keep your finances in the best possible fettle. The trick, of course, is to avoid the inertia which financial companies rely on to bolster their profits. But it does take a little work. A good place to start is to make sure that you know how your cash flow sits. My surveys show that more than half of households do not have a good handle on the money coming in and going out. Remember that financial stress, as measured by cash flow, is registering as high as ever. So more people would do well to get a grip on their cash flows. Once you've done this, for example, by using data from bank statements and other sources, you can project this forward over the next 12 months and use this as a basis for planning. Identify those payments which are necessary, those which are nice to have, and those which really are not perhaps needed. One trick here is to look for those regular payments you signed up for via online using credit or debit cards. Those payments will renew unless you take steps to stop them, something which actually is not always easy to do. Make a note of when they're next due to renew and consider if you really want them to renew. One example relates to software, which have morphed to monthly or annual subscriptions. Are you still using the app? And again, in my surveys, around 60% of people have payments they forgot about. And they, of course, can really add up month on month. Next, look at the date for car and house insurance renewals. Write them down. This is important because most will again auto-renew, but it's likely your existing company will be price walking you up, meaning you'll be likely to pay more than the new customer would. But do not leave this to the last minute, as you will find the best alternative prices from comparison sites will be showing in the month or so prior to annual renewal. Get the best comparable quotes and then call your existing insurer and get them to price match. Often they will. Given the high price rises in the insurance sector, this is a critical step to save possibly thousands of dollars. So make a note in your diary a month before renewal to start that process. Don't leave it to the last moment. Third, make a note of your current mortgage and savings rates on the various accounts you have. On the mortgage front, note if it's a variable mortgage rate, which more closely will track the RBA, or a fixed rate, which will have a set term. Then use comparison sites to compare with the market and keep an eye on this for the roll date on fixed loans or any time for variable loans. Banks are keen to retain business and will often flex their rates. And on savings accounts, make sure that you don't have large balances on the ones that pay no or little interest. Really, many do, even now. There are plenty of alternatives which offer better returns, but again, we find many people seem happy to let the bank fleece them dry. So shop around and make a note of when any fixed rates come to roll, and don't accept an auto roll without checking alternatives. Also, keep a note of the current rates you are paying or receiving, and keep up to date with the deals as they come and go. Many banks change rates in their products a lot of times and often do not pass full savings on. Funny that. And finally today, make sure you know the type of credit card you have, if you have one. Actually, a credit card can be quite helpful in terms of chargebacks in case of a retailer dispute. But look at the balance on the account. If you're using credit on credit cards, then know that if you don't pay off the balance in full each month, the bank will charge interest on the whole amount. That's a nasty trick that many don't understand. In addition, if you're paying a fee on the card for rewards, the value of rewards pales into insignificance if you revolve on the card and are charged interest on the card. The rates of interest can be very high. So it would be better to switch to an alternative no rewards card, perhaps offering a lower interest rate and perhaps lower fees. And in fact, there are some zero cost balance transfers around, but you need to do the work to find the right card. And incidentally, if you have high rates of interest on cards or loans, always pay those off first because they will cost you more than the lower rate credit vehicles. Paying down loans in general is good advice, I think. That is, unless you can get savings interest rates higher than the loan rate, but these days that's relatively unlikely. So, in summary, collect all this information and make a note somewhere that you will remember, and then revisit it often. This could save you thousands across the year and help your finances survive into 2025. And let me just say that this is a general guide only and is not specific financial advice, but next time in this series, we're going to look at when cash is still king. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.